Sport on RTE Radio 1.
So what have you got for us, Des?
Well, big news all through, really busy weekend. And Rory McIlroy is sharing the lead at the US Open Golf, one of the biggest tournaments of the year. He had a brilliant opening round of 65 at Pinehurst. He outshone his big name playing partner, Scottie Scheffler and Xander Schauffele. And he shares the lead with Patrick Cantlay on 5 under par. Sweden's Ludvig Åberg is next on 4 under. Bryson DeChambeau and Matthew Pavon are 3 under. Of the Irish, Seamus Power 1 over, Shane Lowry and Tom McKibben are 4 over. But let's hear then from Rory McIlroy. He spoke with Gary Moran.
Rory, it's hard to imagine a stress-free round in the US Open on Pinehurst number 2, but in terms of where you positioned yourself on the right parts of the fairways, the right portions of the greens, how satisfied, how good a job do you feel you did with that?
I did. I played a really controlled and disciplined round of golf today. You know, I put a couple of foots wrong here and there, but when I did, you know, I got the ball up and around the green and was able to get it up and down. But, you know, to hit 15 greens out here at Pinehurst number 2 with how treacherous the approach shots are, a great round of golf, and, you know, really proud of how I hit the ball out there and how I, you know, sort of handled everything and proud of how my attitude was the whole way through.
Couple of obvious standout shots, maybe the chip in on 5, and I love that low bullet of a drive down 12. Or is there something else that stood out for you, a shot that maybe we wouldn't realise was really special?
I think the chip on 8, so the chip on 5 was great, the chip on 6 was really good, and the chip on 8 was really good. So the 3 chip shots that I had to hit were fantastic. And then, as you said, that sort of low bullet driver, I've adopted that a little bit, especially at US Opens over the last few years and at Open Championships. And it's a great go-to shot off the tee. I know that it's not going to get too far offline and doesn't carry as far as a normal drive, but it still runs out to, you know, plenty long enough. So keep chipping it well like that and keep hitting drives like that, and, you know, hopefully it'll be a good week.
Yeah, it could well be. In the Meyer LPGA Classic, Stephanie Meadow is 1 under par. Leona Maguire is level, but the leader, Alison Lee, on 7 under. Now, in soccer, it was a dramatic night in the Premier Division as Shamrock Rovers lost more ground on the leaders. Rovers beaten 2-1 at St Pat's, where Brandon Kavanagh scored a dramatic injury time winner. The leaders, Shelburne, had a 1-0 win at Waterford, Will Jarvis getting the goal. Second place, Derry City, also grabbed an injury time winner, Danny Mullen, giving them a 2-1 win at Bohemians. So Shelburne go into the mid-season break leading on 43 points, Derry are on 41, Shamrock Rovers and Waterford back on 31 points. Galway United had an impressive 3-0 win over Drogheda, and Dundalk moved 3 points clear of the bottom with a 1-0 home win over Sligo. The Shelburne manager Damien Duff was delighted with his side's victory given the threat posed by Waterford, and he had high praise for Waterford striker Padraig Amond.
Probably the best striker in the league. All credit what he's doing at his age. He's a wonderful, wonderful player. We keep referencing Erling Haaland to our players, but Padraig Amond, his movement is as good as anyone in the world. So here, the likes of him, what a dangerous player. But I thought we defended brilliantly throughout. Cameron Ledwidge, Gavin Malloy, absolutely outstanding. And then a little, I guess, counter-attack pressing moment, we nicked the game. So listen, it was a tight affair, they're very dangerous here, but we've kept them to a minimum of chances, if any at all.
Padraig Amond and Erling Haaland being compared is a good one. The first division leaders, Cork City, went 11 points clear of UCD. Cork beat Cove 4-1. UCD drew 1-1 at Finn Harps. Well, tonight the big tournament kicks off. Euro 2024 gets underway. The host Germany taking on Scotland. Remember, all of the games are on RTE. It's a hugely busy weekend in Gaelic games. One of the flagship matches on Sunday afternoon is the clash of Mayo and Dublin, but Tomás O'Shea reckons it won't produce the fireworks of recent great clashes between the sides.
I think it's a different Mayo team that you have now. I think it's a completely different Mayo team than the Mayo team that played those Dubs. Even if you go back through the Dublin team at the time, yeah, there's 5 or 6 players probably, but it's a different era. It'd be very similar to when we played those Tyrone teams in the mid-90s, and then we played them some year, I don't know what year it was, down in Killarney. It was different. It wasn't the same Tyrone team we played down in Killarney in Championship that time. So I think it's different as it is now. I don't think Mayo are at the level they were when that Dublin, they were the top two teams in terms of, you might have thrown one or two in every second year, but the biggest games for a period of 5 or 6 years were the Dublin Mayo matches. But I don't think, I'm not wetting my lips at this. I don't know what to expect from Mayo. I don't think they have been firing on all cylinders. I think they're struggling in certain areas. in terms of scoring in particular. Again, and I know it's a cliche to say that, but I do think there's issues there. And I think it's not going to whet the appetites like the other big games Dublin and Mayo used to have down the years.
That's the most issue. We'll have all of the games on Saturday Sport and Sunday Sport over the weekend. Irish Rugby Chief Executive Kevin Potts has ruled out the possibility of playing in Ireland International Croke Park in the near future. Meanwhile, Leinster and Munster named their sides today for the URC semi-finals. Leinster play the Bulls in Pretoria at 3 o'clock tomorrow. Munster take on Glasgow in Thomond Park at 6 o'clock. And as usual, Donal Lennon joins us to look ahead to those games. And Donal, Leinster this week faced more than just a match against the Bulls.
Yeah, they do, Des. I mean, travelling down to Loftus Versfeld, they're playing up in altitude, you're playing the heat, playing in the heat, even though it's not quite as bad as when they were last there in April. But I think it's perfect opportunity for Leinster's siege mentality after losing the Champions Cup final. The fact that Leo Cullen can take his group away as a collective, and just, you know, they have an opportunity to play in another final next week. It's going to be difficult. Munster beat the Bulls there in April, but really the game turned on Johan Goosen there out half, getting sent off on 50 minutes. But I think there's enough resolve, enough experience in this Leinster group to go down there to win in a backs against the wall fixture, which would really set up potentially a dream final the following week, given what's happening in the other semi-final.
Yeah, you'll be covering that Leinster match on RT2 tomorrow, but that, as you say, a huge prize for Munster if they can beat Glasgow.
Yeah, there is. As I say, look, they did it the hard way last year, winning the URC against all odds, and the fact that they beat Glasgow in the quarter-final away, I think, will work in Glasgow's favour, in that, you know, they know it's not impossible to win in a semi-final away from home. Glasgow and Munster, a lot of history between them. They don't exactly get on very well. But Munster they've been playing really well. I mean, consistently winning without playing their best extraordinary. Haven't played their best in Thomond Park. From a squad perspective, Joey Carberry and Tom O'Hearn are big losses to them. But I think, if Alex Nankerville gets back in the centre, Anton Fish is available. We'll find out today if Nankerville is playing. If they reunite those two in the centres, then I expect that Munster will win. And I think we could end up with that dream final next week, which would be brilliant, for a brilliant way to finish the domestic rugby season.
My God, there'd be some demand for tickets, wouldn't there? Thanks for that, Donal. Okay, the prospect of a Leinster-Munster final will keep everyone going. Conor McGregor's comeback fight against Michael Chandler at UFC 303 on 29th of June has been cancelled. The Irishman was scheduled to fight for the first time since breaking his leg during defeat by Dustin Poirier 3 years ago. But UFC President Dana White said this morning the bout in Las Vegas is off because of an injury to McGregor. Ireland's cricketers are due to play the USA in the T20 World Cup today, but a flash flood emergency in Florida threatens that match. The Irish rowers are in World Cup action in Poznan, and racing is at Ferry House and Cork.